Araqchu. Well, people in the Iranian capital, Tehran, marked the International Quds Day in massive rallies to show their support for the Palestinian resistance against the Zionist regime. Millions of enthusiastic and fasting people in Tehran, along with Iranian officials, took to the streets to express the Islamic Republic's solidarity with the oppressed Palestinian people and also to voice their anger at the policies of the hegemonic powers. The participants were carrying placards and chanting slogans against the United States and the Zionist regime. Meanwhile, Iran's top officials, including the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, Iran's Majlis or Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani, head of Iran's judiciary Ayatollah Omali Larijani, and chairman of Iran's Expediency Council Ayatollah Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, as well as chairman of Assembly of Experts Ayatollah Mahtavi Khani, joined the rallies. Iranian cabinet members, Majlis lawmakers, and other Iranian officials were also seen among the people in the Quds rallies. In 1979, the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, designated the last Friday of the lunar month of Ramadan as the International Quds Day, during which Muslims across the world hold rallies to show their solidarity with the Palestinians. Meanwhile, millions of Iranians in other cities also staged massive rallies on Friday to condemn the continued occupation of the Palestinian territories by the Zionist regime. In more than 550 cities across the country, people showed their support for Palestinians against the Zionists on the International Quds Day. The fasting people carried placards and chanted, "Down with the U.S. and down with Israel," and other anti-Zionist slogans. They also voiced Iranian nation's readiness to defend the ideals of Palestine and to remove the cancerous tumor of the regime of Tel Aviv from the face of the earth. People also protested at the silence of the international community and the so-called advocates of human rights against the crimes committed in the occupied lands. Well, now my colleague Salim Mohajeri has filed a report on the rallies held in the northwestern province of Ardabil.
As the waves of Islamic awakening has covered the Middle East and chaos uprising of nations leading to the downfall of dictators, today the Muslim people of Iran took part in the Quds Day rallies to express their support for the Palestinian people and for the uprising of other Muslim nations. The rally is also aimed to condemn the Zionist regimes and crimes it has committed in the past 6 years.
And today, the people of Ardabil province, along with other people across Iran, took part in Quds Day rallies and chanted slogans against the U.S. and Zionist regime while expressing their support for Palestinian nation.
If we want the world to achieve universal peace, there is only one way, and there is complete destruction of the illegal Zionist regime. The vigilance of late Imam Khomeini and the active presence of Islamic Revolution have paved the way for entire destruction of Zionists. Soon, we will witness the entire destruction of Zionists and the victory of Palestine.
An international gathering against crimes of Zionist regimes, and each year we gather together here in Iran and other countries internationally to just defend the rights of Muslims in Palestine.
We are here to pay the allegiance to late Imam Khomeini, who designated the last Friday of Ramadan as the International Quds Day, meaning the day of solidarity with Palestinians to support them.
My message to Palestinian people is that they should continue their resistance, and I'm sure that soon they will be victorious.
We are here to express our solidarity with the Palestinian people and to say we are always ready to support them.
We are here to tell the Palestinian people that you are not alone, and we support you, and we support you, and we support you.
At the end of the rally, a resolution was read in which people condemned the Zionist occupation of Palestine and the crimes committed by the Tel Aviv regime. The rally also condemned the killing of Muslims in Myanmar.
Salim Mohajeri, reporter for Iranian, Ardabil, northwest of Iran.
Meanwhile, millions of Muslims across the world marked International Quds Day by holding massive demonstrations in support of the Palestinian resistance against the Zionist regime. In Palestine, thousands of Palestinians entered the holy city of Al-Quds to mark the International Al-Quds Day, despite restrictions put in place by the Zionist authorities. Thousands of Zionist soldiers were deployed to the city and imposed an age restriction on men, and only those over 40 and under 12 were allowed to cross the West Bank into the city to attend Friday prayers at Islam's third holiest shrine, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Many Palestinians were also forced to turn back. In Bahrain and Saudi Arabia's eastern province, people took to the streets and staged demonstrations in support of the Palestinian cause to free the occupied lands from the Zionist grip. Despite the bans imposed by the Saudi regime and the Bahraini government, people took to the parks in rallies in masses. In Yemen, also an International Quds Day conference was held in which speakers called on Muslims to end all ties with the U.S. The International Day Al-Quds was also observed across Pakistan. Rallies across Pakistan were carried out to express solidarity with the Palestinians struggling for the liberation of Beit al-Muqaddas. The protesters also condemned massacre of Muslims in Myanmar and the killings of Shias in northern part of Pakistan. Elsewhere, thousands of Indian Muslims staged a rally against the Zionist regime's illegal occupation of Al-Aqsa Mosque. Demonstrators raised the slogans for the liberation of Holy Al-Quds and chanted, "Down with Israel and down with the U.S. and long live Islam." Muslims and the Organization of the Islamic Awakening in Central Asia hold a conference on Islamic unity and solidarity in Kyrgyzstan on Friday to observe the World Quds Day. Many ranking clerical and diplomatic officials, including the Grand Mufti of Kyrgyzstan, ambassadors of Islamic countries, and representatives of Islamic organizations participated in the event. Similar rallies were held throughout the world. Well, this week, Substitute Friday Prayers leader of Tehran has praised the Iranians' massive turnout in the International Quds Day rallies. Addressing thousands of worshippers at Tehran University, Ayatollah Sayyid Ahmad Khatami said once unity is achieved in the Muslim world, the Zionist regime will disappear from the face of the earth. Ayatollah Khatami underlined that the region's new development occurred in the shadow of the Islamic awakening, and this attests to the Muslim world's might and potentials. Khatami said in a period of 1 year of the Islamic awakening, people entered the scene and brought down four dictators. The senior cleric criticized certain Islamic states for serving Zionists in the occupied lands by encouraging this regime in its invasions of Lebanon and Gaza during past years. Meanwhile, Ayatollah Khatami referred to Syrian unrest and warned the neighboring states that continuing to confront Syria's popular government will cause embarrassment for the armed rebels and their supporters. Meanwhile, addressing Tehrani worshippers, Iran's president said the International Quds Day is the day of unity among all human beings to remove the Zionist black stain from human society. President Ahmadinejad said today countering the entity of Zionism and the fabricated Zionist regime safeguards, rights all human beings, defends human dignity, and paves the way to save humankind from arrogance, poverty, and misery. He pointed out that the world should know that the most Western hegemonic and colonial powers maintain a joint commitment to protect the entity of the Zionist regime. The president also regretted that all the world's main centers of powers, media and banks are toys in the Zionist hands to destruct values and nations. The Iranian president further declared that even the U.S. presidential hopefuls have to bow to the Zionists if they want to have the chance to run. Elsewhere, President Ahmadinejad highlighted the significance of reinforcing unity and securing fundamental rights of nations in a rational atmosphere and through dialogue. He also underscored that the Iranian nation would not give up one iota of its own fundamental rights and those of other nations. Downplaying Westerners' objective to establish a new Middle East, the Iranian president emphasized that a new Middle East will definitely be formed, but in this new Middle East there will be no trace of the U.S. or the Zionists. The Secretary General of the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, has warned the Zionist regime that any adventurism against Iran would be reciprocated by Tehran's swift and stirring response. Addressing Hezbollah supporters on the occasion of the International Quds Day on Friday, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah cautioned the Zionist authorities that stupidity in attacking Iran would leave a heavy blow to the Zionist regime. Elsewhere, Nasrallah underlined that the resistance movement would turn the Zionist regime into a living hell if Tel Aviv attacks Lebanon again. He said that Hezbollah has both the capability and the courage to defend Lebanon. He also criticized certain Arab states for fueling the unrest in Syria by